Hi guys, Adam at Flash Building here, and in this lesson I'll demonstrate how you can import MP3 or wave sounds into your library and then use them anywhere within your ActionScript. And it's going to be ActionScript based linkage that we're going to use for sounds in the library. So what I'm going to do is put it on the buttons here, because that's what this is most commonly used for, what I'm about to do. But really you can use it for anything. It doesn't have to be on a button, and ActionScript can be told to play the sounds at any time. So if an animation ends, or if a movie begins, a movie clip begins, you can play a sound, or during a movie clip, or whatever you want to do with it. So I'll show you here. The button code is already set in place for over function, out functions, and down functions, the click functions. So for each three buttons, and the listener events are all in place already. And so actually you can learn how to code buttons here from this tutorial, give them over and out effects, and you can see inside of each button there's an over and out effect going on. And so let's go back here. Let's see, now what we're gonna do is, yeah, let's just go ahead and import the sound into our library. You can see there's two items in my library, and now I'm gonna, and neither of them are a sound. So now I'm gonna go to File, Import, Import to Library, and we'll just grab any sound here. Jingle button, that sounds good. Now once it's in the library, you go to the jingle button or whatever the sound is, and you double click that right there. And let's bring this over here, and down here in linkage, if you see this view right here, hit advanced to open it up. And then down in the bottom you click export for ActionScript, and then I'm gonna name it, give it my own name here, roll over sound. This is my rollover sound, and then I just press OK, and it says a definition class could not be found in the class path, so one will be automatically generated in the SWF upon export. Okay. Alright, now that the sound is ready and the ActionScript has linkage to it, now we can go in and actually code it. Now we'll just go above our button code here, and line 1, and we'll claim a variable of oversound. Let's see, colon, and this is, we'll just name it our, what we have it identified in the ActionScript in the linkage. It doesn't have to be, this can be a custom name actually. Let's see, is that right? Roller sound, that looks good. Yeah. And then we claim new, the same name. That's it. Now let's give ourselves a comment above it. Let's say define sound from our library. Define sound from library. Now we can go down here in our over states and place over sound. So we can just double click that, press C. Over here, press V, over sound dot play. So now it'll play when our buttons are hovered over. And you can press Control C, highlight that line, do it for the button 2 over state. Press Control V and over state on that one, and button 3, same thing. Now when we publish out, let's see if we get any good results. Uh-oh. I'm a must have it named differently in my linkage. Rollover sound, control C, control V. Let's open that back up in the library. Yep, I had it named wrong, so let's put the right name in there, press OK, OK. And now, when we publish out, let's close that first one. Now you can see that we have, let me get my microphone and my headset so you can hear it. Now as I go over the buttons. So now you can see how as I go over the buttons they had the sound on them, and that's what we wanted to accomplish. So that is pretty much that, and if you look at the action script for that, you can see how you can use this right here, oversound.play, oversound.stop, and all of that good stuff would work, I believe, in any part of your action script, and it doesn't have to be on a button. Like I said, it can be when your movie starts, it can be when any movie clip fires up, it can be when a page comes into view, anything you really want to do with it. So we hope you find this one useful, and I will, let's see. Yeah, I think I'll put this FLA for download at develop.php, so you guys can go ahead and get it, the code, and test it for yourself, and so you can make sure it's working. That way you don't have to take my word for it. You can get the file and actually test it for yourself. And you'll have all the code. You don't have to watch the video to type it out or anything. Okay, so we'll see you guys next lesson. Oh, wait, before I go, let me show you one quick thing. If you create a symbol that's a button, let's say, let's right-click this symbol now, convert to symbol, button symbol, name it whatever you want, press OK, now it's a button symbol. If you go inside of it, you have three states here, press F6 to put this symbol on all three states. And then on the over state, you can put that same sound that easily on that, and it does the same thing. So to manually put it inside of a button symbol, it's very easy from your library. And then to put it in movie clip instances and also use anywhere in your action script, then we put the linkage and we define it and then we use it. But to put it just on a button that's a button symbol by itself, it's very easy to just go inside the button symbol in the over state and choose it from your library here. That's much easier. But if you have no button symbol and you need it for movie clip symbols, that's the way we showed you previously is the best way to do it. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.